My name is Owen Gilmore. I am the CEO of Johnny Appleseed Farm. We're located about 25 miles south of Syracuse, New York, and we have been in business for 30 years, 18,000 square foot furniture retail store, you know, catering to more upper end business. I've been in and out of my business, and my partner, my brother, after 7 years, found it difficult to run the business by himself. That coupled with the financial setbacks, recession in 07 and 08, made us decide to hang it up. We did some research and found Planned Furniture Promotions, actually through one of my my brother, VP, Director of Marketing for Sierra Lane Furniture, and had dealt with DFP previously with other stores and seen them in operation, and highly recommended them. After making a few phone calls and did some research, we decided to go with DFP. They seem to be one of the leaders in this segment of the retail industry. The sale went probably better than I expected. You know, we had hoped to successfully sort of represent who we were and not have that compromised in the sale, and that we're going out of business. It's a business that was started by my father and mother. You know, we had feelings about it, and we didn't want to be represented in a bad way. When you do this and you've never done this type of thing before, or never, I had heard about you know, GOB companies, and some didn't have a good reputation. And we were a bit skeptical going in. And I must say that it turned out, you know, much better than I would have ever expected. I just felt they listened to who we were and understood that and figured out ways to communicate that and to sort of commingle their strategies and their capabilities with who we were and to sort of optimize the results. And I think it worked really well. I really can't say anything bad about it. From the beginning, the manager they brought in to run the sale or to manage the store during the sale worked well with my brother, who was there pretty much every day. And he showed a deep understanding of the type of customer that we serviced. And I think that left us, as we went out of business, in good standing with the customer base and respected and like we would want to be looked at as a business. And I think we all felt pretty good about that. Overall, looking back at the sale, it was very successful on a lot of levels, but I think that the one thing we look for, you know, financial success, and that was there. You know, I'd recommend PFB, really, because I think they adjust to the market you're in. They adjust to the type of business that you are, and they handle that whole sort of sensitivity really well. You know, for that, I'd really recommend them.